In the last couple of years, the State Agency for Healthcare Administration has been cracking down on fraudulent billing practices by clinics that provide behavior analysis therapy to children on the autism spectrum. But as Health News Florida's Daylena Miller reports, the new changes have made it difficult to credential many of the therapists who work with these patients.
About 41,000 children statewide receive applied behavior analysis therapy, or ABA, through the Florida Medicaid system. It helps children on the autism spectrum work on skills like hand washing and going to the bathroom, as well as combating maladaptive behaviors like screaming, biting, and headbanging. But the state is making provider credentialing difficult, and in some cases is retracting the credentials for a position called a Registered Behavior Tech, or RBT, even if the agency previously approved their paperwork. Some clinics say they're no longer able to serve some children because these techs are the backbone of their practice.
Without your RBTs, you don't have an agency.
That's Angie Smith, the owner of Amazing Gains Behavior Therapy Services in Orlando. She says that on December 1st, the State Agency for Healthcare Administration, or ACA, emailed providers telling them they had 4 weeks to provide the paperwork proving all their techs are credentialed.
Within 2 weeks, we had compiled everything, put it in order, had it submitted well before the deadline. On December 21st, Medicaid made the decision to suspend 100% of our technicians anyway.
Angie Smith's not alone. Numerous clinics on a private Facebook forum for ABA providers complained about the same thing. And while ACA has said in the past that no child has lost services, some, like Florida Association for Behavior Analysis founder John Bailey, disagree.
No, it's not the least bit true.
Bailey said his organization put a call out to their members about denials, and the names came flooding in. He says those names were given to ACA.
They cherry-picked on those names and put them to the top of the list so they could say, oh, well, no, those people are receiving services.
ACA has a moratorium on new providers in Broward and Miami-Dade counties until May because of the fraud investigations. But Angie Smith says children across the state are still sitting on wait lists while clinics grapple with getting new techs credentialed in other parts of Florida.
It's the kids that end up suffering from that, and they can say that it doesn't affect them all they want, but anybody that's in this field knows that that's a completely inaccurate statement.
Angie Smith says when you call ACA to clarify credentialing information, you get 10 different answers from 10 different people. And when you submit paperwork, it's often bounced back to the clinic with a request for information that has already been provided.
Sometimes we get lucky and they go straight through. We complete the same exact paperwork for the next staff and they kick it back 30 times. And that's not an exaggeration. Like sometimes that happens.
ACA says it processes applications in the order in which they are received and that there's no backlog. But those in the field, like Adrian Smith at Creative Behavior Solutions in Largo, says that's not the case. And because it's a struggle for new techs to get credentialed, she says larger companies are luring some away from smaller clinics with pay way beyond the industry average of $15 to $20 an hour.
The highest we've seen is a salary for $95,000, which doesn't make sense.
On top of that, clinics aren't entirely convinced fraud won't continue to find a way. These techs cannot see what hours have been billed under their numbers in the Medicaid portal, opening the door for current or past employers to file for therapy they didn't do. For now, some providers, like Angie Smith, are considering giving up on Medicaid altogether.
I don't want that to be our bread and butter anymore because you just never know what's going to happen.
And with providers like her dropping out of the state Medicaid program, that can mean even longer wait lists and more communities where providers only serve children with private insurance. For Health News Florida, I'm Daylena Miller.
The State Agency for Healthcare Administration, or ACA, has backtracked on its decision to cut Medicaid reimbursement rates for therapists who work with children on the autism spectrum. As WUSF's Daylena Miller reports, though, providers and parents are still concerned.
More than 100 behavior therapists and parents, some waving protest signs, packed ACA's Tampa field office Friday. They celebrated the rate cut postponements, but take issue with several other proposed changes. Kate Salade is a board-certified behavior analyst in Deltona.
That was a very small battle in what comes down to a very large war that we've been fighting for several years.
Bill Tingley helped raise his autistic granddaughter. He's worried about other changes.
I am optimistic but concerned. Traditionally, what happens is the intention is good, but the execution is not what it needs to be.
More public meetings will be held across the state through May 10th. Daylena Miller, WUSF 89.7 News.
The State Agency for Healthcare Administration will roll out a GPS tracking system as part of its effort to crack down on Medicaid fraud. As WUSF's Delina Miller reports, this electronic visit verification program was originally planned for the entire state.
After feedback from providers and parents, EVV will first be tested in South Florida and smaller counties to its north and west. Behavior analysts who work mostly with children on the autism spectrum will be tracked through a smartphone application that verifies when and where they're working. Andrew Huberis is the president of the Florida Association for Behavior Analysis. During a Skype interview, he says their members are cautiously optimistic.
That pilot's going to be important for the people who do pilot it to see how efficient and effective it is to make sure that it doesn't impair our ability to provide quality services to families of children who are experiencing behavior problems.
The program will cost $1.2 million a year to operate, with $600,000 coming from the state budget. Delina Miller, WUSF 89.7 News.